This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Happening on a Friday night, Umpqua Community College with a special music event. Dr. Jason Heal joining us from Winchester's campus this morning. Dr. Heal, good morning.
Kyle, how you doing this morning?
Doing good. Tell us about this special event you've got happening on Friday night.
Well, on Friday night, we have the UCC music faculty is going to be putting on a concert. And one of the fun things about it is that it will include all of the, or most of the UCC faculty, including Donna Spicer and Deborah Gaddis and Tammy Finch-Johnson, and Andrea Andreev and John Gronberg. So it's fun for us because we often all get to, you'll see us conducting or you'll see us accompanying other groups, but for us all just to get together and play a program together will be really enjoyable for us and will be fun for the audience as well to see people in, you know, the staff in a way that you wouldn't normally get to see them.
And talk about what kinds of music you're going to be performing.
Well, it will be a really wide range of music from romantic music like Schubert and Debussy, and I've written a couple of art songs for the occasion, settings of Mary Oliver, and so you'll hear some cabaret music, you'll hear a trumpet sonata, just a whole range of different types of music.
You've got a lot of folks out there with pretty much a wealth of experience, some longtime careers here represented on your faculty.
Oh, yeah. And I, you know, it is such a pleasure to serve with a faculty that is this gifted and that experienced. And I think especially for our students, this is always a great opportunity and a great opportunity when either A, you see someone standing up in front of a classroom talking or demonstrating things, or even see a conductor up on the podium to see this other side and what a lot of their skill set is in action. So I think from an educational standpoint, it's always good to see your instructors kind of stand in the fire that way.
And for the community, a chance to see just what's going on out there with the music program and the impact that it has, not just on current students, but I'm sure when you look back a number of years and, of course, for some, music becomes just sort of a part-time sideline thing of enjoyment. But for others, they make it their career as well.
Well, and I think that's one of the things about studying music is that there are a lot of people that are called to it as a career and a lot that may do it as an avocation, but do it for an entire lifetime. And there's pretty much a whole continuum of what part that plays in your life. But in terms of education, if I go back to when I was an undergraduate, which was a couple of years ago, my degree was in political science, but I did have a major in music. And I look at all of my political science texts and say, how relevant are these today? And the answer is, none of these could you use in a classroom. If I look at my music texts and go, I could teach with these books, with these texts, what I am teaching today, because the skills are really evergreen in that way. So you might be a person that goes right into a career in music, or you might be clear on the other end of it and be a retiree that says, you know, I've got time now, I want to get involved in music. And all of these skills that you would have picked up at school are all things that still come to play and may be something that you do as an avocation for an entire lifetime. And there aren't many things that you can study that have that kind of permanence.
Wow.
So that's a little taste of what you get to get to see on Friday night.
And while you've got these different styles in the course of the evening, I know as you train your students, maybe they go on to a four-year school as well, possibly. They may go into totally different genres that are unrelated to the main ones that you're focusing them on now. But it's those basics and those fundamentals that make playing the other genres possible.
Oh, and I that is making those kind of connections to realize that when you, whether you're looking at country or you're looking at hip-hop or you're looking at pop music or classical, that the commonalities are much greater than the differences in style. And recognizing those commonalities lets you play a lot wider range of styles, and that's a lot of what we teach.
So the concert, 7 o'clock on Friday night, how much is admission?
$15 is general admission, $10 for seniors, and all students, no matter what school you go to, they're all free.
All right, Dr. Jason Heald, again, the faculty concert out at Umpqua Community College Friday night. Dr. Heald, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, Kyle.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.